views, opinions, and positions expressed on this radio program are those of the speakers, authors, or other contributors, and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by BBS Radio Network or its affiliates. This broadcast is intended for entertainment purposes only.
I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like this. We want to live by each other.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of it to where the destination of such a path, when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
And now, here is your host for Quantum Mindfulness Radio, Joel Ayala Ayupanya.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so dearly for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, as the intentions of this show will be geared to guiding you to the realms of beauty, clairvoyance, and multidimensionality. And I am your host, Joel Ayala Ayupanya, author of my new book, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. Quantum Mindfulness Radio broadcasts every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. And as we are drawing near, we can definitely look back from the many, many weeks of inspirational interviews and conversations. And from my own account, I can truly indeed draw from my own experiences a wisdom and of a knowledge that truly has opened many doors for me in spirit and in clarity. And with tonight's show and with tonight's guest is surely and unsurprisingly so no different. Now, as Quantum Mindfulness Radio has evolved significantly in its own right, humanity has also arisen in its own self and is destined to arise even further in evolution through unity consciousness. And yes, indeed, we have all sensed this growth and evolution in either leaps or bounds or in either small and humbled shortened baby steps. But yes, we have done so through the aid and assistance from among the heightening presence of the very people and souls, or should I say, at its very best, the sirens and songs of the creative and inspiring work of earthen angels. And tonight, we have tonight on our show the presence of exactly just that, an earthen angel. We have tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio the remarkable, an up-and-coming New Age recording artist and spiritual leader, Kalyani. As she brings to the sacred nature of this sacred space on Quantum Mindfulness Radio her soaring and inspirational voice to the world with her new debut world premiere song release entitled Namu's Invocation. Kalyani is an extraordinarily strong and emerging artist with such a heart-sanctioned and message-filled voice felt at many differing levels of our souls from within. From within her signature wordless and lush intonations derived from the heart, which creates an exotic and ethereal musical achievement that inspires the imagination to the limitlessness and potentialities of creation. Now, Kalyani is considered within these times as the new Enya for her heart-filling and evocative vocals. And Namu's Invocation is Kalyani's first single song release from her forthcoming EP entitled Eminence, which will be scheduled for fall release within the next upcoming weeks, 2014. She is indeed a noted spiritual leader whose voice only has unfolded in the most recent of the last few years. And as she has indeed awakened to her own truths from within her own calling, humanity has indeed awakened in many ways by the influences and from within the significance of Kalyani's voice. And as I should also mention, this awakening of sorts is clearly drawn not only from her voice, but from the perceptually changing and heartfelt intonations touched by the truths of her endearing message. Kalyani, I thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Same here, Joelle. It's such an honor to be with you today. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, Kalyani, I had grown myself to being this writer and author and many other things from what I had discovered from within myself, what had compelled for you to be inspired. Now, when I should ask of people, and even when I should ask of my clients from the mental health community, for I am a registered nurse, that is my career field, but what is your passion? And if they should so immediately answer, they would immediately and deeply go into the reasonings and meanings for this specific passion. And that is exactly when I would guide my client even further into their passion and essentially gravitating towards the positive light and away from their darkness. What is your passion, per se, Kalyani, from what you do and what you have become as an artist? What has essentially led you to what you are today, from you essentially resounding and gravitating towards your passion that you have found within yourself?
I think the core root of my passion is really bringing balance into the world. And the way that it's done today and energetically, from an energetic point of view, would be to awaken the feminine soul into the planet culturally, collectively, and internally, individually, for each person to be able to break through every limiting belief about reality you have and actually embrace the more wholesome approach and identity, which is like our divine identity. It has to be more holistic. You know, we've been walking through thousands of years of history and you could call it dogma, indoctrination, or choice, imposition. It came in through many different forms, through a world that taught us to be a little more on what we deem a masculine frame of mind, very aggressive, very competitive, very taking, consuming, possessing. And I think the world is, we're coming to the edge of our own potential self-decimation because we're out of touch with the other half of our whole, which is, you know, we have interpreted that as feminine and have been taught that it's not very useful to be soft and heart-centered and compassionate and more in touch with our hearts and our, you know, it's our feminine soul. And I think men and women alike have the exact same potential to walk through life and to emanate this essence from inside themselves and use that in everything they do and every choice they make. And I feel like the world needs to get reacquainted and develop some intimacy and be comfortable because we've been, like I said, been taught differently. Even women and men alike are feeling this price we had to pay for disconnecting from nature, from essence, from heart, with the apparent excuse of being being too soft, or, you know, it's just a different operational mode. But without that, we become less magnetic, you know, because when we are whole and we are really vibrating at a frequency that is all-inclusive and is bringing in this powerful primordial force that is the divine feminine, we actually become magnet. We become balanced in our polars, and magic just starts to happen. You know, you feel a sense of connection like you've never felt before. And it's like I said, the gifts just keep on coming and flooding because you have tapped into source. You know, source is whole. It's not half. We have to bring this back, and it's my passion to do so through whatever means I'm called or inspired in the moment to bring it through. and definitely, Namu's invocation was an absolute manifestation coming from this deep desire, deep passion to bring the voice of the feminine heart and the feminine soul to touch other hearts and souls, because in a way that is tangible, in a way that is felt deeply. And I think every single human being in this planet, regardless of what they do, where they are in their lives, have that. And if they're open and willing to allow it to touch them, when they're ready, they will be touched, and they will connect with that part of them that is either hidden, oppressed, suppressed, denied for whatever conditioning reasons or whatever trauma, whatever it is that they have been vicariously, indirectly, or consciously or not, afraid of exposing, making vulnerable, or feeling, just the ability to actually feel it all, is, I think, part of this embracing of the sacred feminine soul that's within us.
And since I'm a male being within this particular life, you know, you have spoken of the sacred divine feminine in a sense many times, so within just four or five minutes here. And, you know, for that in itself, the concept of the divine feminine, you don't essentially mean just being female or a woman, but you essentially are basically trying to state that it is the feminine within all of us and humanity, and male and female alike.
And
it is basically just this part of ourselves that we kind of have grown farther and farther away from. But from what you are mentioning here, it's a sense that we are starting to open up to this sense of ourselves, up closer to our hearts.
I believe so. Yes, I think the sacred feminine is the language of the heart, and it's very primordial. It's very ancient, and it's very intuitive. It's very connected to source. I feel that it's just a different roadway to source that we have abandoned, and that is very imminent. It is not about separating or transcending. It's about becoming, receiving, descending. It's a meeting between divine and human, where they both become one. I think the message of the sacred feminine is here to break through some of the limiting beliefs of reality we've had for quite a while that have impaired our functioning and evolution. And at the same time, comes to complement some of the wisdom that has been already given to us by adding some pieces or polishing some others and bringing it to light. in a way that is more freeing, more all-inclusive, more liberating, less. It's a different image of an idea and concept of God, different than what religion has given us, I think. And the voice of the feminine as we come into balance, I think, is bringing this message, bringing the message, okay, we've done this so far, and this is what's needed right now. Let's bring soul and heart into what we've been doing. Let's connect with the cycles of nature. Let's respect nature and connect with it deeper. Let's connect to our heart. Let's not be afraid to feel. Let's not build walls. Let's not harden. Let's not choose possessing and controlling. Let's flow. It's more about fluid connection. It's about magnetizing our field instead of imposing. We become, instead of inserting ourselves forcefully into the world or whatever we're doing, we magnetize our field so strongly that what we want comes to us. That's a different approach. I don't know if I'm being able to explain to you in different ways, you know, what to me, in my world, I've done a lot of studying, reading, and different spiritual practices since I was a teenager. I was very curious about the nature of reality and the nature of God, and I was a very, very young mystic. Like, when I was 13, 14, I read the entire collection of Khalil Gibran books, you know, who is very famous for the prophets.
Yes.
And
yes.
I used to do palm reading and tarot reading, and I used to do calligraphy analysis. And I was born in Brazil, where I used to see phenomena all the time. Trans channels, speaking in tongues, and things that happened to me personally that I could not explain, that was interacting with spirits. So I have had the opportunity to do some deep diving and deep reflecting, and a lot of very, very interesting moments in my life have brought to me a certain revelation, a certain sense of connection that brought me to tears, you know, and made me feel incredibly grateful, and made me ask, why me, you know, and the level of understanding expanded, and I am just putting my own puzzle together as a journey along, like everybody. And what became really clear to me is that we really need to bring balance, energetic balance, into the polarities of this planet, and integrate the masculine and feminine, and create a new vision of humanity. It's like a newer divine human, as my partner likes to say, right. The divine human blueprint.
Exactly. It's the blueprint. Yeah. It's a new approach, yeah. Or a new template.
Yeah. Another possibility.
Right.
You can look at
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Absolutely. And so now, Kalyani, truly, I really do feel that things had drastically changed for you almost immediately when you had begun to express yourself, when your inner sense of being had finally started to surface, and in many ways had begun to just blossom once you were allowed to set that self, that particular part of yourself free. Done so most reassuringly for when you had found that inner voice, and then when you had found your purpose, it was as if you had set free a blockage from within yourself, especially within your voice. And then when you had actually set that that roadblock free from within yourself. You were able to find that voice within you, and also the message that you had to relay to the rest of the world. And so that message essentially is what you had mentioned just previously. And then just basically looking from within and looking at the more feminine side of yourself in approach, as opposed to what we had been conditioned to along the way, along the process of becoming. When we see things from, I guess, a more egoic and egocentric nature of things. And for you, how did that actually become to be? Of course, you know, when you started approaching things differently, of course, you weren't dating to other people and even to yourself, sacred, divine, feminine, this and that. It was a slow progress for you initially upon your evolving state of awareness and awakening for yourself?
You know, there's so many ways to answer this question. There's the broad version, the version within the version and the version. You know, there's so many different steps along the way. I feel like my connection with the divine feminine has been a progressive road. I've been in touch with this presence and this awareness in my life for the last 11 years. Since 2003, like 2003, when I first became completely, I was showered by this essence. I had an immanent. That's why my upcoming EP would be called Immanence. I had an immanent experience of spirit that touched me physically, and it was feminine in nature, and it just changed my life. But I had been walking a path from then on that, you know, one thing leads to another. And from that point, this 11 to 12 years of journey through with this beautiful essence in my life, to whom my soul has awakened and become sort of really devoted to. I can't help. It's like falling in love. You know, I fell in love with this beautiful presence in my life, and I just want to give back to it. So I became devoted to this essence in a way. And it has continually guided me some. Not everything becomes roses all the time. I had to go through periods of complete chaotic transformation where everything looked like it was falling apart around me. And that's when that essence and presence made itself stronger around me. I could feel it everywhere, and it was just holding me as I went through the transformation that was profoundly, importantly necessary for me to move on, to manifest and live in purpose. So at some point, sometimes we are off path and we have to restructure. And sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, I'm being punished, God, because we have this imprint from religion that God is punishing. God doesn't punish. God only does that which for your highest good always. And we, unfortunately, have been very confused about the nature of God, to say the least, you know, because the confusing messages we got along the way. But I felt that in spite of the rearranging, I felt tremendous gratitude. I would cry sometimes in gratitude because I could understand how all of it was falling apart for my own good, and I could actually see it. It was being shown to me. Here, you have to go through this. This is what's waiting for you. And it was little by little, I was growing and opening, and you have to be brave, you know, and I was stepping up and stepping in and stepping through, even when I didn't know anything about what I was doing. I was allowing my heart to guide me. I was getting my head out of the way. And the process of getting the movie invitation released, I had a lot of resistance too, because that wasn't something I had planned. I did dream of being a singer. I still have a little hard time saying I'm a singer.
It's a block, I'm telling you. Like, even myself, I'm always waking up every morning. I'm an author? I'm a talk show host? I'm interviewing
Kalani? You see, Kalani? I have an issue with labels. You see, I am a singer, then I won't write. Or I won't produce. You know, I've always been very aware of the boxes and the way we've been told we learn, or we have to exist in compartmentalizing things, and that we have to over-identify with an aspect of us that's actually infinite. We're infinite beings capable of so much. And yes, sometimes our passion has a stronger manifestation portal through a certain medium, and we devote more time to that. But I think when we put labels, that's what I like to call myself, a spiritually inspired visionary, because you can fit whatever the universe is asking of me in the moment into that title. When I'm a spiritually inspired visionary, that means I have visions that are inspired by spirit, and I try to make them come through and inspire other people because I'm inspired by them. And you know, when I say I'm a singer, I just become a singer.
Yes, you know? It's all about making clear with clarity what we want, and if we are able to do that, everything just comes to manifest, and we start to realize that we are creators. Now, before we go to in station identification break, we will definitely talk about many of the buzzwords that you had mentioned at this very moment about synchronicity, all the elements of becoming within our heart consciousness and in the divine feminine. But at the next segment, at the beginning of the next segment, after our station identification break, we will have a treat for you, for our listeners, as we will take in the heightened energies of Kali Yani's work and in bearing witness to the magic and calming nature and purity of Namu's invocation. But before we do, please, Kali Yani, please, rather quickly, please provide us for our listeners on how we can gain access to your websites and how your growing and inspired fan base can be able to contact you, and then how we can be able to purchase a copy of Namu's invocation.
Yes, you can find a lot of information about the music video, the making, some of my writings, and lots of extraordinary footage and images on my website. It's KaliYaniMusic.com. It's been put together so beautifully. I'm very, very happy and with the end result. So it's KaliYaniMusic.com. It's www.KaliYaniMusic.com. And you can find music in pretty much any digital library, but iTunes is the most popular. You can definitely get your download there and enjoy it anytime. And we also have a Facebook. Kali Yani has a Facebook page that's growing pretty fast since May. It's got 4,000 friends in it or so, or 4,300, something like that. So that's a lovely way to connect and stay in touch and actually get to share with me your own journey, and we share our growing together.
And I must have to mention before we go on to break, your website is just beautiful, and just your journey in itself, just your positive nature and your calming essence that you bring upon our landscape, which is all changing very drastically. And the reason why we question is because we're coming from a place, and we are seeing the differences between the egoic world and how we see things with our five senses. But now we are approaching a new existence with our hearts, with the essence and the existence from an inner sense of being. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have with me tonight, as we return to the second segment of Quantum Mindfulness Radio, the amazing presence of Kali Yani, singer and inspiration, a pure and dignified soul, recording artist, a mother, and a beautiful heart with a significantly profound message for all of humanity on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. When I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie The Secret, and I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
Hello, this is Lee Taylor Young, and I'm visiting with you on BBS Radio.
The Book of Positive Light chronicles the story of one's life, his struggles, his defeat, and upon the likes of his own triumphs. How is one to know of one's light unless the one is to know truthfully of his or her own limitations within the darkness? The Book of Positive Light portrays and enshrines the alchemy of one's potentiality and surpassing the limitations and in conjuring the truth to one's capacity to create beyond the leaps and bounds of ultimate manifestation. Douglas Ross Hamilton, author of The Mystery of the Serpent Mound, exclaims, "The Book of Positive Light is a journeyman's guide to grasping the import of acquiring the inner light." Dr. Amelia Kemp, author of her own book, From Psychotherapy to Psychotherapy, raves, "The Book of Positive Light honors the diversity of spiritual traditions and universal truths, as it graciously opens the author to self, as he is more than willing and more than able to teach and is willing to be taught. He uncovers the healer within." To purchase the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, you can visit the book's official website at www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Again, that is www.thebookofpositivelight.com. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And again, I have with me tonight singer, inspiration, and recording artist, Kalyani, creator of her tantalizing and deeply grasping work, Namu's Invocation, from her forthcoming EP album entitled Imminence, which will be scheduled for fall release 2014 this year. Comes her new debut world premiere song release once more. And once again, Namu's Invocation on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. just listened to Namu's Invocation from singer, inspiration, visionary, and new age recording artist Kalyani from her first and forthcoming EP album entitled Imminence, which will be scheduled for fall release within the next few weeks. And I truly got to say, Kalyani, that this single within itself is very, very hypnotizing, mesmerizing, and truthfully, from within its purity, it just takes you into another place. It's almost tantric, and it just reminds me of my practice alone with my Kundalini practice when you go into meditation, and for which the words, it just takes you into another place because the words in itself go into different planes of meaning, and for which your music in itself contains no words. It basically is the what you would call, from what you have made mention before, the imminence or sounds from a primordial sense and sacred nature of things.
Yeah, I believe, you know, we can try to understand some art forms from a more mental perspective, but I think Namu's Invocation is going to speak to everyone a little bit differently. And to me personally, it's an act of devotion to this essence, to this beautiful sacred feminine essence within myself that I have discovered, that I have found. Because it doesn't mean that just because I'm a woman that I necessarily am given the connection to this divine essence, to this beautiful feminine sacred heart presence. It is it's something that we have to be open to and awaken to and call in and be available for. And I think it touched me so deeply. This feeling of connection to this beautiful essence has created this vision and this desire to translate it into expression. That is not really mental. It's not a mental expression. It's a heart. It's a heart expression. So, if that's why the words are not meant to be understood, and the sounds are just pure feeling tones that are translating into vocal tones, and this whole vision of the video too, which now has grown so much, and it's over 200,000 views to my amazement over just a couple of months, you know. I mean, it's in May, the end of May, so it's the month of June, July, August, September, in 4 months, I'm going into the fifth. And it's been just everything has been emanating from this desire to break through limiting beliefs that actually keep us unable to move forward, to evolve in a direction that is more integrated, holistic, all-inclusive, and harmonizing. It is about letting go of our need for control and letting go of oppression of any kind, and embracing nature, the cycles of nature, respecting the voice of our heart and our intuition, realizing that we have gone so far in one single-minded direction, the domination of reason without any attention to our feelings as they guide us so profoundly into, sometimes we have to know with our minds before we'll move, and the truth is it's not necessary. None of what I create is moved from a mental point. Every vision I have comes from a feeling, and I allow this feeling, even if I know nothing about it, to guide me. I don't allow my ideas around having to know something before I do it stop me. If I were to do that, I wouldn't have created documentaries. I never went to film school. I wouldn't have sung because I never was trained as a singer. I wouldn't dare to create music for a film if I thought that I had to go to school for it. I'm not saying that school does not help. I am just saying do not allow your dreams to be shattered or muffled or stopped or suffocated because your mind has been trained to believe that you have to know how. You don't always have to know how. The knowledge lives within you, especially when you're talking about deep desire, deep dreams, deep artistic manifestations or creativity. A lot can be done. And even if you don't know, your magnetism and your trust and your courage to follow it will lead you to the right path, to the right door, to the right being who is going to be there to add the other piece to the puzzle. And that's exactly how it happened for me and how it happened in creating the Moon's Vacation and music video and Secrets of Love and Peace with Clive and everything that I've done so far in my life. It's by just allowing the dream and the desire and connection, the inspiration that's guiding you, if it's coming from a purity of your heart, if it's not coming from some manipulative, egotistical, then the path may not open. But if it's coming from a pure desire to express beauty, to be a conduit, to light into the world, you're open to receive and be and feel everything, not just have a half-life. A lot of people are out there protecting their hearts so much into a grid. That's why we have so much heart attack. Actually, if you listen to Dr. Guarnieri, who is a heart surgeon who speaks the Secrets of Love, my documentary, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Everything happens on an energetic level before it happens physically. By the time it happens physically, there's been years of actually energetic clogging. So when you allow your heart to be soft, you may feel more pain, but when you feel joy, you're going to see way more joy than other people are able to actually accept. You can feel way more ecstasy, way more divine presence because your heart is expanded. And yes, you can't be afraid to feel pain. If you don't want to feel pain, then you're going to not feel anything and your life is dull and it's half a life. So I think the voice of Kalyani and Moon's Invocation in my deep passion is to bring this message to people, to believe in the power of their feelings, in the power of their passion, if it's coming from the purity of their heart, to come to awaken to their own beauty and their light and not be stopped by the mental patterns and conditioning that has been delivered to us and just move forward faster into manifesting their dreams.
So essentially you are making mention of once you have not necessarily thought about it or even have known about it, it's going into another realms of the human experience and feeling about it and expressing that emotion. And when you have actually been able to open yourself up to those other realms of, and dimensionalities of being, you can basically, from your experience alone, you can let what you were always meant to be to express yourself. And this has allowed you to become the founder of your organization in film, Stargate Alliance Films and Media. And that has basically opened more other doors for you in tandem. And so wouldn't you say too as well that when you had actually looked inside of your space and into yourself, a comparison between the music within itself and silence as being not separate, but an interconnection between what is being portrayed in your message?
Yes, yes. I do believe that even though they seem like polar opposites, they're actually very interconnected. Aldous Huxley has a famous saying that explains that, you know, the closest thing to silence is music. So I think that's particularly true when the music is not necessarily rational. There has no rational things to grasp on, like words and meanings, even though I love words and meanings and songs as well. They're, they can be very poetic, metaphoric, and lead us just down the right path. But particularly instrumental classic music and something like In the Lines of Memory's Invocation also can be bringing us to that space that silence and quiet can bring us as well, which is very deep and a very ancient, I like to call, space. It brings us to our greater wisdom, you know, that sometimes needs no words to be wise. It's just held in the silence, you know. It's not having to prove yourself to anyone, explain anything to everybody or anybody, and just knowing that in your silence resides a peace and a knowing and a tranquility that connects and to who you are, to your heart, to your essence, to that which gives you light and illuminates your day, that keeps your heart beating, and that you trust in that, and that you're connected to your self-love as well. I feel that when we find that connection and we include ourselves in the equation when we're going about life, taking care of everybody else, especially women have been very accustomed to taking care, and they end up not taking care of themselves. They don't include themselves in that equation. And it can happen to fathers, too, who are busy bringing the bread and raising their families, and everything becomes about work and achieving, and they don't take the time for self to even discover who they are or what brings them joy, or taking the time to self-nurture.
When we are in the heart and space, and we are in that particular place where the mind doesn't go into, there is no need for explanation for anything. We just feel and we just know without validating, without any measurement or without any proof that is required, because we know for it to be true within our hearts. And so with only 3 minutes, and yes, our conversation has just flown by just like that within the winds of time. And with only 3 minutes left remaining in this beautiful moment, this wonderful conversation, Kalyani, can you be able to provide for our listeners the name of your new album and then the name of your new single release, and as well as information and contact information for your production company as well, and then how we can purchase your music and to look into your future work?
Thank you. Yes, well, the album, the upcoming EP is going to be a half an album, and we're doing it very true to what the flow is, and it's scheduled to come out before the end of fall, and hopefully we'll be able to fulfill that schedule. But it's called Immanence, and you can stay tuned with me through kalyanimusic.com, my website, kalyanimusic.com, or you can say hello to my Facebook page, also Kalyani. You can buy the music on iTunes and any other. It's in a very wide distributor chain of electronic distributors online, so you should be able to find it pretty much anywhere. And the single is called Namu's Invocation, N-A-M-M-U, apostrophe S, Invocation. And I look forward to connecting with you.
Absolutely, Kalyani. Absolutely, for sure. Indeed, for another broadcast, or perhaps for another creative work. And that is exactly what we pull together here, and to what we gravitate towards to, and for what we even pull in and attract from within and into the sacred space, creativity into manifestation. And by doing so, We allow indeed for that flow to envelop the very essence of whom we truly are, in conjuring what we are truly meant to be, in providing exactly what the very world needs in collaboration, in unity, consciousness. And so I thank you, dear Kalyani.
Thank you.
And I thank you, dear listeners, for joining me here tonight from within this sacred space, this quantum think tank of sorts, on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Other previous broadcasts, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived at the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.